My resume gets shorter as I get older. It's down to about 6 lines now, and even those seem rather unreal. Every year, more and more fragments of the past seem irrelevant and indeed imaginary. I'm tempted to start over the way immigrants did when they arrived at Ellis Island and got new names, and no doubt invented new biographies for themselves too. The infinite flexibility of one's personal history is now more or less universally accepted. I have read a lot of resumes, and few of them had any detectable connection with the person whose name was at the top. Many showed signs of having been compiled by professional resume services, staffed by unemployed writers of fantasy and science fiction. I suspect that very few resumes, including mine, would stand up to close forensic examination. That may be the reason why we don't have a word in the English language for this document. We're so embarrassed by its basic falsity that we can only name it in French or Latin. The French call it a resume, a summary, and the British call it a curriculum vitae, literally the course of one's life. We have moved far beyond the traditional practice of resume padding into wholesale resume invention. A famous example was the English peer and politician Lord Archer, who was caught out telling a spectacular string of lies about his past, many of which were published in Who's Who. Almost every day we read exposés of self-taught doctors, fake lawyers and sham academics, and we worry about even more dangerous hoaxes like short-sighted airline pilots and compulsively honest politicians who have somehow achieved their positions without having any of the necessary qualifications. Qualifications do matter. But now that university diplomas and whole PhD theses are available online, paper qualifications don't mean as much. Employers have tried to fight back with resume evaluation software, but resume invention software seems always to be a step ahead. So how much can we learn from a carefully prepared resume? Almost nothing. Personal references from schools, colleges, or previous employers are even less reliable. It's impossible to know whether it's true or just a measure of the writer's desire to see the back of that particular person. This is a great gift of freedom. A resume is a straitjacket and an enemy of imagination and possibility. Now nobody has a past that can't be deleted or improved with a few keystrokes. Candidates for high office, for example, often find it convenient to leave out their arrest records and juvenile drug use. Every slate is a clean slate. Looking at my own shrinking resume, I see that I have work to do. I can't let it vanish altogether. Things need to be added. The Genius Awards, the Distinguished Conduct Medal, the best-selling novels, and many other distinctions that it would be embarrassing to name. After a few minutes of typing, my resume is much longer and once again shining with talent and promise. But who will be foolish enough to believe it? Not I. This is David Boucher.